In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. So I work for a nonprofit conservation org that partners with government organizations and other nonprofits and volunteer groups. What are the best practices for inclusion for all? How can we make our work, events, outreach, et cetera, safe, fun, appealing, et cetera, to all people, specifically the important demographics we are missing at the table, including people of color and LGBTQIA, et cetera. So when we think about inclusion, I like to think about it on the business side, running in two different tracks. And the first track is really how you are running your business. So your internal policies and procedures and structures and your mission and your values. All of those things need to be inclusive. On the other side, you've got the product or service that is going out into the world. And that also needs to be inclusive in how you're serving your stakeholders, in what that looks like and how you're communicating with your stakeholders as well. And so in order to have an inclusive company or an inclusive organization or inclusive practice, you actually have to have both of these things running at the same time. So this idea of I'm running my business in an inclusive way and my product or service is also inclusive. And so that's definitely one place to start. And I think the most important place between those two is to think about how you're running your business. Because if you've created inclusive policies and practices and procedures, then what you're producing from the work that you're doing is much more likely to be inclusive than if you don't do that. When you're thinking about inclusion at the business level, it's always great to think about, okay, where are we in this process? How do we know what inclusion means to our organization? And have we taken the time to actually define that? What that means internally, what that means externally, what that means for our stakeholders, for the community that we're serving. And so starting at the point where you're actually defining inclusion, you're going through the steps needed to understand what inclusion is for your organization, and then starting there. There are so many different aspects of like how to run a business inclusively. I won't spend a lot of time on that, but just thinking about just starting right where you are and understanding, is there a way for us to measure how inclusive we are, how diverse we are? And when you start with that measurement, that really helps you to understand, okay, what is the current state of affairs? And then when we think about inclusion and diversity at our company or our organization, where do we want to be? And then looking at that gap and starting to think about different initiatives that can get you from one place to another. One of the things that we're trying to kind of change people's thinking when it comes to inclusion and diversity is really treating it like a business problem. If you had a business problem, something that you want to change in your company, you start by dedicating the time and resources that is needed to make that change. Like you don't ever see someone like overhaul their IT process without putting their IT infrastructure without putting the time and resources into it that is needed, right? You start to think about, you do that current state assessment, and then you start to like talk to the different stakeholders. You start to understand what are the needs that aren't being met. Thinking about inclusion like any other business problem, and maybe even applying some of those practices. Six Sigma, that would be incredible to do that in the context of diversity and inclusion. But how can you think about it like a business problem? And then how can you also continue to run both of those tracks so that you're thinking about our internal processes and procedures as well as what is happening on the external side?
Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.